Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, such a wonderful opportunity, Lord, to gather in your little place you provided for us once more. Lord, we appreciate each and every time, each and every opportunity, Lord, you give us. Lord, for time is short. And Lord, we just ask you to speak to us this night. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thinking this song on page 36, I only believe, showers of blessings. Amen. We'll take all he'll give us. Amen. Amen. There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessings, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we blessings.
Amen.
We got our capstone book out here. I think it's page 39. Amen.
On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body, praise the Lord. I'll have a new weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord. I'll have a new life, have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed of God to stay. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I have have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Glorified with Him forever, death will be lost in victory. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal, with the redeemed of God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory land. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, what a hallelujah morning, when the voice of God shall sound. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Oh, graves all bursting, saints a-shouting, heavenly beauty all around. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord.
From every imperfection. Oh, youthful and happy. Amen. Praise His name. Page 674 in our Only Believe.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful word, wonderful word, wonderful. To heaven. blessed one gives to all. Wonderful words of life, sinnerless to the loving call. Wonderful words of life, listen, all so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Amen. Is that how you feel about it? Amen. All so freely given. Wonderful words of life. Every time we gather, amen, I ought to be thankful. Amen. Brother Sellers, you might take the offer. Amen. If you would, brother. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we're so appreciative, Father. Lord, that last little song we sing, wonderful word.
Yes,
how Lord. You, Lord, stored up the word, Father, for us. Lord, how we can delve into it and see your will. Lord, be able to guide our lives by it. We're so thankful. Lord, that's what we've gathered here tonight.
Amen.
Is to hear your, more of your words. Lord, may it just direct our paths. Bless this offering, Lord. I pray as we come to this part of the service. Lord, just bless it and multiply it. Meet the needs here, Father, we ask. May your will be done in everything we ask in your precious holy name, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. I'm determined. I've made up my mind. Amen.
Determined, I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. Oh, I am determined, I've made up my mind. I'll serve the Lord. I'll follow wherever He leads.
Tonight, but raise our hand. Let's just take it before Him. Precious Heavenly Father, we sing these little wonderful choruses, Lord, you set aside for us. And Lord, we are so determined. Lord, we've made up our mind. Lord, wherever you have a pasture, we will feed there, Lord. And we're so thankful for this little place you've given us. Lord, so thankful every time to walk through them doors and hear the precious, wonderful words of life. Oh, we ought to be so thankful. Lord, we feel so blessed. Lord, whether it steps on our toes or, Lord, gives us joy, gives us peace, we are so thankful, Lord. We want you to know that this evening. Lord, forgive us for failing, Lord, to show our appreciation, what you've done for us. Lord, as we gather and each one has needs upon their heart, Lord, we know that you look down into our hearts and know each and every need, Lord, that we have. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one, Lord, that they may, Lord, feel your touch this evening, Lord. Feel your mighty hand, Lord, wooing him. And, Lord, just letting him know everything's going to be okay, Lord, that you have a plan. Lord, we want to follow that plan. Just have your way now, Lord, heal each body, Lord, that may be hurting tonight, Lord, that may be in pain. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to take it away, Lord, according to your perfect will, Lord, so they may praise your wonderful name and give you glory and honor that you truly deserve. Lord, as we have gathered here, Lord, to hear thy precious word, Lord, we ask you to bless each heart tonight with thy revelation of thy word. Lord, our desire, Lord, is to climb higher. It's not to go backwards. Lord, it's to keep moving forward, Lord. And, Lord, to reach that home you've prepared for us, Lord. That's why we are here. This is our journey. And, Lord, we have that desire, Lord, to fulfill every word that comes across this pulpit, Lord, to please you. Lord, just have your way now. Lord, we ask all these things in thy precious name, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Ain't he wonderful? Amen. So thankful for everything he's done. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. At this time, does anyone have a song on their heart? Amen. A song they want to come up and sing? Amen. Sisters, we ask you to come. Stand. We ask our brother to come and sing that little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord. Reach out and touch the Lord.
thankful to be here again. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity and the desire that has brought each one of us here to this evening, Lord, to hear your precious word. And Lord, I'm just a mouthpiece that will rehearse the scriptures and the quotes that you've left for us. But Lord, don't let it just be that. But Lord, as we listen to your word, may we truly realize these things were written for our admonition, Lord, to give us a greater confidence in what you've done for us. And Lord, as we commit ourselves unto thee for service, we just ask that your will be done in all things, and that through it all you would receive the glory and the honor. And just bless our hearts to the receiving of thy precious word, we ask. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad he's real. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to, we'll turn our Bibles over to Romans, the 8th chapter, and read a very short scripture, and then you can be seated. Amen. And if you thought, oh, no, Brother Tim's preaching again, you better be ready. Our pastor would probably be back Lordsville Sunday morning, and he might be here 3 hours. Man, he's got some time to make up. Amen. But let's start here in Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 29th verse. And just very familiar, but just open up your heart and let these things speak to your heart this evening, and praying God will use it to strengthen you. Amen. For whom he did foreknow. Amen. That's the first part. Did he foreknow you? He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. May the Lord bless reading his word. You may be seated. That little verse of scripture, he did predestinate to be conformed to his image. How it just burns in my heart to see the hour in which we're living and to realize that I'm not here by chance, you're not here by chance, we've been predestinated. And by God's grace, it wasn't what I done, it wasn't what you done, but God in his great sovereignty and his mercy, before there was ever a moon or a star, he saw us. And he foreknew us, and he predestinated, and he put the equipment that was needed into each one of us that we would need for this time and season in which we're living. And how as we see the world around us growing dark and dreary and all kinds of manners of things happening, I was noticing, you know, in the Bible there, according to Google, if you can trust it, pretty close probably, but it claims that the words fear not are in this Bible 365 times. And you know, you can go through there many places and find it. For Jesus was always reassuring his people and always tell, fear not, I am with you. I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. And have faith in me, have your confidence, let it be placed in me. Not in who I am, not in what you are, but what he is and what he's done for us, let our confidence be built up in that. And let our faith stand in his good pleasure, knowing that he has predestinated. And it's so obvious, if you look out here right now, as our brother was speaking before service about our gardens, look out here at everything that's growing. I ain't got a doubt in my mind I'm going to get a cucumber off my cucumber plants. Because God predestinated it to be a cucumber, and he put the life in that seed, and I put it in the ground, and I know it will reproduce itself. Because that's the law that God placed forth to set it forth. He said, let every seed bring forth of its kind. And in you and I, he planted a seed of the precious word of Jesus Christ to bring many sons unto glory, that their life would be a reproduction of Jesus Christ and the characteristics that he had. And oh, what a joy it ought to bring into our heart tonight to be able to sit here and see all that's happening. You know, I was thinking the other night as the storms were going on and they were rolling in, and you could see the clouds and many different formations that you don't normally see. The lightning was, I stayed up quite late watching, and the lightning was just, it was amazing to see the lightning and the thunders. I was peeking out the door and having my face up real close to the glass and watching the lightning up over the trees, and that big old clap of thunder hit and scared me to death. I just about fell back in the living room. But you know, it's amazing how great our God is. But think about it. He is real. And I don't have to fear anything in this life. I know the master that made that wind that was blowing. I know the master that put that lightning in the sky. And by God's grace, the same God that put all of that there, placed down inside of me and you a desire and a little seed that he said would reproduce himself. And I don't have to worry. I've just got to, as the sister said, give my life over to him and say, Lord, here is my body. Take me over, Lord, and give me the revelation that I need to bring my body subject to every word that you've spoken. And oh, may that be the desire that's burning in our hearts tonight. You know, we have so much to be thankful for. We've got so much to be happy about. It's not a time to be a despondent Christian. It's not a time to be worried about what might happen tomorrow. The stock market's in the red and everything's falling apart around us. No, it's a joyous time in the Lord because we see I've got a home prepared that outshines the sun. And by God's grace, I know it's waiting on me. I feel it drawing on me. And I'm looking forward to that time. And it's not getting more despondent, but I'm getting happier. Lord, just soon, as our brother shook our brother's hand outside, he's fixing to get a new body. Talking about Brother Phil, think about it. Brother Larry, they're going to have a new body. They'll be young. Sister Marilyn, Sister Barbara, the ones that went on. Brother Branham, think about it. No more aches and pains. What a joy ought to be bubbling in our heart looking for her. Lord, hasten the day that it would be here for us. Any of us. I'm not that old, but I don't. I've had enough aches and pains and troubles in this life. I'm ready, saints. Let's get out of here. Amen. Let's let God finish what he started in our lives and give ourselves over to him. Amen. Let's turn over here to 1 John, the second chapter. Amen. Just read some of these things. Put it in your heart. 1 John in the second chapter in the 27th verse we'll read here. We'll start at the 20th. I'm sorry. 1 John 2 and verse 20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Verse 27 and 28, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and it is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Amen. Think about it. Nothing in there you did, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Let's turn over to John, the 14th chapter, and just keep this all with it. Amen. Just let these things soak down in your heart. John 14, in the 14th chapter, the 16th verse, very familiar. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth. Notice that. He'll give you another Comforter. He may abide with you forever. Amen. He'll never leave us. Listen as he speaks here. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know of him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. In the 26th verse, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. I don't see any place in there where I'm relying on my merits or anything I can do, but God's amazing grace that he saw me before this world was ever formed and placed within me a little germ of life. And each one of us, the prophet so graciously broke that down and showed it to us. Now think about this real quick. John 15 in the 16th verse. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Think about that. You got any doubt your tomato plant's going to have a tomato hanging on it? You got any doubt that your corn's going to reproduce another year of corn for you? There ain't a doubt in your mind that's going to happen, is it? Because you've seen it happen. There ain't a doubt in my mind that I was predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son. And by God's grace, I will receive and reach that stature of a perfect man in him and come to the fullness of the stature of Christ because I've been predestinated for this age and time to reach that spot. There's nothing can stop it. There's nothing can hold it down. Because if I've been predestinated, the drive that's in my heart to be here tonight to listen to this word, I couldn't manufacture that. You can't manufacture that. But if you've got a genuine drive down in the hole in your spirit that when you woke up this morning, it was already on your mind. Tonight's the night we're going to service. When you woke up every day this week, it was this is the day the Lord has made. Look what God has done for me. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's taken me to. Thank you, Lord. Singing, making psalms, spiritual psalms in your heart. You can't manufacture that. It comes from something down on the inside that he placed within you. And as we hear this word, we become this word. Just God has so much graciously. Think about it. You go out there, you put that little seed in the ground, and all you can do is pour the water on it. And God sends the sunshine. God put the nutrients in the soil. He provided everything that little seed needed. You can sit there and talk to it all day. You can do whatever you want to try to get that life to spring forth. It ain't going to happen. But when God put the life in there, it don't need no coaxing. It will reproduce itself automatically. And by God's grace, we stand here tonight recipients of that. If I see this word coming forth and I see my body conforming to it, I see things of the world growing dim, I see the word come and I chisels off this little piece over here, that's not something you can do in yourself. But that's the work of God in the life that he's placed within us, bringing this body to where he said it would be, that one day we're going to lay down this robe of flesh and take on that glorified body in theophany. Saints, we're moving right on up. It's going to happen just the way he said it would. But we've got to get built up in the faith that's been presented to us and the revelation, and let it take a hold in our hearts, that it'll bring us to this place that Satan says he can't do nothing else with us. Get them off of my hands. And watch God take us home and do whatever as he sees fit. Amen. Let me see here. Let's go ahead. I jumped ahead of myself. Let me turn over here to, let me back up here. Amen. Let's, John the 10th chapter. Go ahead and read this. Amen. Let's go ahead and read this, and then I'll read this quote Brother Branham put forth here. John 10 and the 25th verse. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, but you believe not because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they will follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. And I want you to think about that as I read a few of these quotes here. Brother Branham talking about nature. And I just want you to catch the simplicity of these things, of what God has done for us. And by placing the desire down on the inside, he's done it all for us. And I want you just to look at how, since he has done it. You know, we've read the quote many times where we might have thought we wandered out of this and staggered into this. But no, God had a plan for each one of us. He knew. He predestinated us to be here. He knew every step we would take and how we would get here. And he knew everything we was going to go through. But this is in the... This was preached back in September 7th, 1953, and this is in Lord Show Us the Father and It Suffices Us. About midway through paragraph 45, I'll start here. He says, I love to hunt. And now some time ago, I was up here in the North Woods, not so much to shoot the animal, but to go up there and to rest. And I noticed that up there on them lakes, the marshes up here in Canada, Brother Bose, you know what I'm talking about. There's always a bunch of ducks up there. And they fly from the wintertime and go up there in the summer. In early spring, all them marshes along there in the lakes, they make their nest and they lay their eggs and they hatch their little ones. And now it's an amazing thing about how God takes care of his animals. Don't you believe that? And God give animals a way to do things. Now if you'll watch him, he's in his nature, he's in his universe. Now look at it. This little old duck you get up there, and I go sometimes early, the snow hasn't hit the top of the hills yet. But just the first morning that you wake up and there's a snow on top of that mountain yonder, that cold wind last of September, the first of October, comes sweeping down through them valleys. You'll hear something go, a little old drake there. He's never left. He's never been off that lake in his life. He was born right there that spring. Little bitty fella. He will run right out there in the middle of that pond like that, or the lake. And he will stick his little honker up in the air and go honk, honk, honk. Every duck on that lake will come right to him. That's right. Why? They know that that duck is a leader. And he's never been off the lake, but they know he's a leader. And oh my, he will go to honking and honk. And ducks will come here, and here come a bunch of them, and they'll say honk back at him. And here they come this way, coming this way, and it's amazing to watch them. And they'll have a little huddle out there in the middle of this lake that, in that cold wind. And they'll discuss the subject, I guess, about the cold wind coming down. And they'll raise right up off of that lake and go just as straight to Louisiana as they can go. He's never been off of that lake, but he's got a God-given instinct. And all the rest of the ducks know that that is their leader, and they have perfect confidence. If he goes this way, they go that way. And if he goes this way, they go that way. And wherever he goes, they. But somehow or other, he lands up in Louisiana in the rice fields, escaping all winter. And if a duck's got sense enough to escape the cold wave, what about a church that's born again? Amen. God placed the equipment inside of us. Think of it. Them little ducks never been off the lake. How did they find Louisiana? Because God put the equipment inside of them that took them straight there. His own compass. Think about how we're here. How did we get where we are today? Think about all the places you've been, and what did you do to find this word? What about this word attracted you so? God placed something inside. The receiver had to be there first. Before that fish could swim in the lake, there had to be, before that fin could be put on that fish's back for him to swim in the lake, that lake had to be waiting for him. Think about all God has done. Think about this precious word. Look where he's brought us from. Look where he's taken us to. And what a confidence we ought to have building in our hearts as we see, why aren't we out here following after all this other mess that's going on around us? Why is it I'm content to sit with just a piano and an organ's the music we have? Simple singing in the Holy Spirit. Not a fancy, well-led church service, so to speak, of having a concert. No, but I'm content with the whole moving of the Holy Spirit, realizing that it's me, it's my service, singing back to the Lord, my chance to worship him and to thank him for what he's done as we gather in here. My song's going out to him, not to a church body, not to a group of people to hear how good I can sing, but I come here to forsake not the assembling of myself together according as the word has put forth that word into my heart. And as I heard that word, this body came subject to it. And that created that desire. Lord, when them church doors are open, I'm going to be there. It's something about it. It's not you. It's not what you can manufacture. It's not what you can work up in yourself. But what he has done for you will bring this body totally in line with what he said it would be. Amen. Here in the message, show us the Father. This was preached in 63. June 6th, and he says, so I thought, now Lord willing, you see the rainbow and I see the sunset and I hear you in the call of the animals. Brother Branham, he was up on the mountain. He says, how would I ever see you in that eagle? Are you in that eagle? And why did you stop me from praising you? See, God does everything right. He knowed I'd tell this someday, and here he was. Anyway, think about it. Just think about that simple situation. Here's Brother Branham up on a mountain worshiping the Lord. And an eagle flies down on a branch. You think that happened by chance? He just said it didn't. Think about what God is doing for you every day of your life. A circumstance arises. A situation happens. God has let these things happen for a reason. You may not know what that reason is the moment that it happens. But it happens for a purpose. God is going to use it somewhere to shape some portion of your life. And build your character to whatever it takes. Somewhere he will get the glory from our lives, from everything that happens along the way. The footsteps of the righteous are ordained of God. He knows every hair that's on your head. Think about it. He knows they're numbered. He's numbered every one of them. You don't think you don't know when your steps taking slow, getting slower. Maybe don't know about that pain you got in your back. He knows. He knows all about it. He knows every situation. And oh, what a confidence we ought to have to know that he's right there all the time. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh, saints, what a mighty God we serve. He says, he knowed I'd tell this someday, and here he was. That big eagle jumped up on a limb, and he looked at me, and I thought, my, I admire him. He's not afraid. And I admire anything that's not afraid. God can't use a coward. If you're too much of a coward to testify before your boss, before anybody else, ashamed of Jesus Christ, he can't use you. If you're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I think like Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And some people can carry on in the church, but when they get outside, they're deflated. Well, that's the kind of religion is no good. It just makes a show. It's got to be lived. But then I noticed this big eagle. He wasn't afraid. And I thought, well, you know what? Aren't you afraid of me? Them great big gray eyes looking at me. I thought, why aren't you afraid? And I said, I could get my gun here and shoot you. And I said, aren't you afraid of me? And he just wasn't noticing me at all. He was watching that squirrel. And he'd look back at me. and then look at the squirrel, and I thought, I'm getting tired of that noise too, are you? And so he just kept watching back and forth. And after a while, I thought, what makes him so sure? And I noticed he kept filling his wings, you know, fluffing his feathers and his wings. Uh-huh. See, there it is. He had a God-given gift, them wings. And he knowed before I could put my hand on that rifle, he could be in the timber, see? And he wasn't scared. As long as he could feel the strength that God had given him to go to safety. And oh, if a Christian could only do that. If an eagle could put that much confidence in a pair of wings to take him from trouble to safety, how much more ought a man or a woman in the presence of Jesus Christ, where he's making himself known, be scared of anything? Mm-mm. If you can know and see what the Bible says, it'll be this way. And here it is. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, walking in our midst, doing the same things he's always did and promised he would do just before the end time. How would we be afraid? Nothing is going to harm you. How can it harm you? He overcome and conquered everything. Death, hell, the grave, sickness, and everything else. I'm complete in him, not myself. I have nothing, but in him I am safe. And oh my, what a consolation it comes as he's told us, at that day you will know that I am in the Father in me, and I in you. Oh, saints, what a consolation it ought to be placing in our hearts to see this word laid out before us, to see the reality of it, that many have said it's this way. Some say it's over this side. Somebody go this direction. Some go that direction. But the Holy Spirit that God sent back that would teach and lead you into all truths is leading and guiding you right straight down the road of God's precious word. Don't fall off on that side. Don't get off on this side. But take what he said and hoe the mark. And just let it go right down the line. And watch God lead us right to that Louisiana rice field, so to speak, as he leads that little duck. Hey, man, God is leading. And it's going to work out exactly the way he saw fit, perfectly on time. And by God's grace, all I want to do is, as I said, let's be those people that are laying before him with our hearts open, saying, Lord, here am I. Use me. Let me be yielded, Lord. Let me forsake all others and put my mind at ease and focus only to you and your word, Lord, that your will would be done. Amen. This might sound a little different, but just I want to place this in here. Just listen. This was in the message. Look, April 28th, 1963, paragraph 123. Now listen. Listen real close to this remark. Amen. Hold on just a moment. Maybe I want to. Before we do that, let me read this. This is in the Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ, paragraph. This was preached November 25th, 1965, paragraph 241. It was put there by predestination. You were foreordained to a son of God. You were in God before the foundation of the world, and you're only manifested in this day for his honor and glory. And how can you do it without honoring his word and stand with every word of God? Yes, sir. Which you are a part of that word by predestination. Because look, the God is the word and you believe it. And then if he always was the word, in the beginning was the word, and if the word was God, then you were in God. And the word, the part that you're to play, was in God before the foundation of the world. And he seen you, and he knew you, and he predestinated you to it. And I tell you, just as that eagle recognized that voice, talking about that little down in the barnyard, so does a real born-again Christian recognize the voice of God speaking through that word. When they see it anointed and vindicated, look, he looked up there, he didn't see this old hen clucking around here. Join us and go over here and go to this and go to this and that. But he saw a being like he wanted to be. Think about it. As this word comes forth, what are you seeing? Something that you want to be. It's revealing to you what he was. And that we were predestinated to be conformed to his image. And there's such a drawing in the heart of that predestinated seed that, Lord, I want to be just like you. As we sing that little song, to be like Jesus, it's not just a song, but it's a true desire, a heartfelt desire. Lord, just to be like you. On earth I long, Lord, to be just like you. Oh, you can't help yourself. It was placed there before this world was ever formed. He saw you in his mind, and that little seed was planted. Oh, think about it, saints. And a man, he says, he joined us and go over and go this and that. And he saw a being like he wanted to be, sailing in the air, screaming free, up high in the highs above all vultures and things of the earth. Hallelujah. He wanted to be that because it was in him to be that. And a man that's born of God, a son of God, has to have the nature of God. He has to be like God. He honors God. He is part of the Word of God. And in this last days of the bride taking form, just exactly the same power that he was in the beginning has come up through these organizations and so forth and come out for the bride. And he can't be nothing else but that. And oh, there's such a longing in our hearts that we can't be nothing. Nothing else but what this word said we would be. Now in the message, look, preached April 28th, 1963. Now listen, paragraph 123. Listen real close to this remark, faith. Now don't forget this now. Faith is designed to see what God wills and wants. And there is no knowledge that can do that. Faith alone is designed to give it to the human race to find out what the will of God is. And you take your faith that you got, and if it don't focus to the word, then leave it alone. You've got the wrong faith. But when your God-given faith, think about that. That eagle was trusting in his God-given ability in those wings that God placed there, the strength. What about you and I tonight? God is giving us faith, revealing himself to us. Every service we come in hearing this word, as it goes forth, the Holy Ghost is on the scene, teaching you, guiding you, molding you, letting it soak down into our hearts. Why? But when your God-given faith focuses you to the Word of God, you're directly in line and zeroed. Oh my. God help us in this hour, the great hour that we live in. Faith designed to see what God wants. Think about it. How many are just following a message? How many are just wandering around? There was a prophet came. But oh, there's been a few predestinated seed all over this earth, somewhere, wherever God's allotted them. In their heart is burning a desire not to just be a message follower, not just to be a so-called Christian of this day, but there's something welling up in them to be just like Jesus Christ. It's a force that they can't help themselves. And he says, this great hour we live in, faith designed to see what God wants. And how do you see it? Through the camera of his word, his promise. And this is the full revelation of Jesus Christ. Then when the faith that's in you focuses you to this word, you're focused away from all denominations, creeds, and everything. You're focused right straight on the word of God, and you're zeroed in. It only needs a little touch off. Amen. That prayer flies straight into the presence of God because there's nothing to stop it. Yes, that's what it does. When you're zeroed in with God, focused in, and by then you're looking at the target. You're not looking at what somebody else says, this can't happen and this can't happen. You're looking at what you know did happen. Look on your target and you see where they hit. And if they hit it that day, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Focus out all these creeds and things you've got mixed up and get right back to the word. And then confess your unbelief and let God take his Holy Spirit and direct your sights right straight on Jesus Christ. We're looking to him then, not what somebody says. And by God's grace, he's done that for us. He's brought our attention and our focus back to the target. Focusing in, focusing out everything that's going on around us. And there's just something in your heart that all you can see is, I want exactly what that word said. I don't mix an idea with it. Don't you bring your creed around and tell me it's got to be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But keeping it right straight in God's precious word. And watch it do the work that was predestinated to do. And to bring these bodies perfectly into subjection under God's word. And it'll happen exactly the way God said it would. Amen. And by God's grace, some of us should be able to say that those of us that claim to be born again, we've seen it taking our life over. We've seen it bringing this body under right into line. And if I haven't seen it do that, then it's time to get serious and say, Lord, give me what I need. Place it in there, Lord. Strike my heart with this precious word that I would be exactly what you predestinated me to be in these last days. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. This was in the message, Perfect Faith, August 25th, 1963. He says, now remember, they had the word, and the word was flesh, and he was talking about the disciples. And the word told them, I give you power, amen, I give you power, and they had power, but they didn't have faith to operate the word that was in them. See what I mean? But Jesus had it. He was the word. He had the faith. What he said would happen, oh, bring him here, how long will I suffer you? Think about it. Maybe I don't have the faith that I need yet to truly operate everything exactly the way God wants, but it's laying here. And if I come hungry saying, Lord, I want revelation more than anything in this life, God will give it to you. Amen. Think about it. As he goes on to speak, he says, Jesus said he had faith with his power. He knew. And how did he? I can do nothing in myself. Why? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing that he was the Word, and he had faith in God who made him the Word. He was God the Word, and they was in him. And that gave him faith because he understood his position, and he knowed what he was, because the Scripture had said he was this. And here every Scripture tied in to prove that he was exactly what that Scripture said he would be, and he knew what he was. Therefore, he relied upon what God had made him. And if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God has made us as believers? These signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was. And if you're a believer and you have faith in what you are a believer. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says over here, if our hearts condemn us not, then we can't. If our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith. But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith and we have confidence towards God. And he tells, if you want to read that, he says it's in St. John 3:21. But think about that. He could rely upon what the Word had said he was, because he saw the vindication proving forth exactly that it was there. Think about what we can do. That eagle, he couldn't, if he'd have never been able to flap those wings and get off of the ground, he would have had no confidence in them old wings. He would have had no confidence that there was any strength in there to get him away. But he had tested them. He had seen them proven. He had soared above the storms. He had dove down and caught a squirrel, maybe jumped down in a lake and caught a fish and flapped them old wings and come back up out of that water. He knew what power lied within those wings and what power lies within this precious Word. If we'll but yield ourselves to Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and allow God to take us in His full grasp and focus out all creeds and doctrines and just get back to the Word and just let our minds be so open to Him, you watch God let the power of this precious Word take greater control of our lives than it ever has. You watch the full preeminence be there. You watch the prisonership, the love slave to Jesus Christ, be evident in our hearts and in our lives. You watch it take place because it's predestinated to happen to someone, was predestinated to be conformed, and it can't do nothing else but reproduce itself exactly the way God said it would. And by God's grace, I say, Lord, let me be one of them. Amen. That recipient life is truly evident and manifested through. Amen. Amen. Let's turn over here to John. Let me see here real quick. I didn't write it down. I believe it's Matthew. And let's try the 10th chapter. Amen. Matthew 10. Amen. Think about this as Jesus was speaking, as he's talking about, be not afraid, fear not. Listen as Jesus speaks here, 10:26. Fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing. Let me see, make sure I got the right verse. We'll just go here at the 28th verse and catch it here. And he says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. For whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. And oh, think about it. The very hairs of your head are numbered. And if even a sparrow falls to the ground and he knows it, how much more will he take care of you? Oh, he told us as we read, seek ye first the kingdom. Take no thought what you shall say, what you shall wear, what you shall eat. What can you do to add one thought to your one cubit to your stature? Nothing. But oh, he saw you before there was a moon or a star. He predestinated you. And he will bring you to that place he's provided for you. But we've got to yield ourselves to him and say, Lord, I see what you've already done. Here I am. Take me the rest of the way. Let's lay open before him and say, Lord, show me. Let the revelation of this precious word just so saturate me, Lord, that that's all I can see. And all I can see is not the strength of who I am, or not what I think I can do, or what I think I might remember, but what you have done and placed within me, that I can see this body turning subject to every word that he's spoken. Oh, what a confidence it'll bring then, when you can look and see the confidence, not in yourself, but in him. And oh, what a joy it'll bring in your heart. Amen. What a happiness it'll bring. It'll put a smile on your face. You don't have to go through the day despondent. No, it's because I'm rejoicing every day in what he has done for me. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. I pray something was said to help you along the way. strengthen you. Amen. We've been predestinated to this. Don't be weary in well-doing. God's got a purpose and a plan for everything. All sickness comes, yep, it's going to happen. God's got a plan for it. Nothing happens by chance. You know, you look around, you look at all the things that's befell people over the years, down through the scriptures. Look at the situations that arose. But God was on the scene. It all happened and it worked out perfectly to what God was working for, that through it some way he would get glory and honor in every aspect of our life. And by God's grace, I'm so glad I can say I'm one of them. Amen. Just want to yield more to him as each day goes by. Amen. Can we just sing that little chorus, "What a Mighty God We Serve"? We ain't sing that in a while. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I'm so glad. Amen. Oh, it brings such a joy when you can look around and you see him everywhere. That's what I say. You can see him in everything that's happening every day. He's always there, and he's in everything. If you just look for a moment, it don't take a long time to find him. If you just look around and glance around, there'll be something that just speaks to your heart. He's here. He's ever present, and he's ever mindful of each and every one of us. Amen. And I am so thankful. Let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord, I think it's been good to be here, Lord. And I pray each one of us stands and has heard the word tonight can truly take something from your precious word. Lord, as we go through each day, and we get into a little closet or gather away wherever we may be with your precious word. Lord, it's not just here. But Lord, when we begin to meditate and we begin to read and to see all these precious promises that you've left for us and the desire that you had for us to be and all that you have, Lord, may it just continue to draw on our hearts that we would yield greater to you and surrender our lives like we never have before. And Lord, would we continue to pray, Lord, give me eyes to have. Don't let me think that I've come far enough and I'm living a good enough life that this is all I need. But Lord, as while we're still walking in this life and still upon this earth, Lord, let that desire burn greater, Lord, to reveal your word to me. Lord, show me where I can be more like you. What can I do to serve you better? What can I do to help you, Lord? What's out there that you need me to do? And Lord, let us be open and yielded to you, that would be the greatest thing in our life, Lord, but that Jesus Christ would be seen living. Oh, we're so thankful that you've placed that desire down in our heart. We're so thankful. And Lord, we just ask that you would bless each and every one tonight that may be sick or afflicted that couldn't be here. Lord, just continue to bless our pastor, touch his voice. And Lord, just, if you be your will, make the way that he would be with us on Sunday. And Lord, if not, then give us the grace, Lord, to come expecting whatever you would have for us. And Lord, we just continually lean upon you, for Lord, you know our lives from the beginning to the end. And only you know what will befall us tomorrow or tonight even. And Lord, if you should even tarry past tonight, we don't know. But Lord, we want to be ready and we want to be standing there looking, loving your appearing. And Lord, let this precious word so saturate our hearts that it would bring about that work. And we just ask it all to your glory and to your honor. And bring us back at the next appointed time if you should tarry. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Just sing that little chorus one day at a time. We'll be dismissed.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have.
never be mine. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. May the Lord richly bless you.